This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Welcome to the newly configured Dow Jones Industrial Average, which begins trading in about an hour and a half. The Dow makes an okay headline, but few invest in the index. There's about $33 billion in Dow-connected investments and about $1.9 trillion in S&P 500 index investments. While a company's market value is share price times the number of stock, the Dow is distorted by its focus on just the dollar figure of the stock. Now, we've been covering Apple joining the Dow this morning, but what about the company it replaces? Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more on ticker symbol T.
Apple is in, AT&T is out. So what does that mean for the phone giant's stock price?
You would need a microscope to see the impact.
Georgetown finance professor Jim Angel says that's true for two reasons. One, there's an ocean of AT&T stock, tens of millions of shares traded each day. And two, only a few small buckets of that ocean are in index funds that track the Dow, buying just those 30 stocks.
Relatively speaking, you don't have a lot of index funds that track the Dow Jones Industrial Average because it's really a pretty cruddy index.
To me, the Dow is a great example of the power of incumbency.
Kevin Landis is the chief investment officer at First Hand Funds.
People follow the Dow because people in the past followed the Dow.
Created in 1896, the Dow is, maybe literally, your grandpa's stock index. But it's the younger, bigger relatives, like the S&P 500, that attract most of the index fund money and have the market-moving power to show for it. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.